It's time for Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John is with First Reverse Mortgage USA, a division of Cherry Creek Mortgage, license number 118270. John has decades of experience in the mortgage industry and considers his business to be his ministry. John loves to educate seniors and their families about how they can utilize a reverse mortgage to their benefit. And now, Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding.
And Mark Holland co-hosting this Ask the Pro feature with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John, I understand that a reverse mortgage involves negative amortization. Could you explain to our listeners what that means?
Sure. So most people are familiar with how a traditional mortgage works. You buy the home, the down payment's your money, the bank loans you the rest, you make monthly principal and interest payments on that loan, and the balance goes down over time. That's called positive amortization. With a reverse, let's say you already own the home, we're going to give you access to a portion of the equity, and because you do not have to make monthly principal and interest payments, you can, but you don't have to, the balance goes up over time because the interest is accruing to the balance each month. That's called negative amortization because the balance is going up instead of down. Now, because there's no prepayment penalty with a reverse, you can pay the loan down or even pay it off at any time without penalty. So if you don't want the balance to increase, you can voluntarily make interest payments on your loan, and in that case, the loan would not accrue any interest. The balance would stay the same. Now, I've had clients get a reverse when they're still working, and as long as they have the cash flow, they will elect to pay the interest each month, but when they retire, they can choose not to make those payments. And in that case, the balance goes up over time. This is very different than a traditional mortgage where the monthly payment is mandatory whether you're working or not.
Okay, so if the balance is going up over time, doesn't that mean that the borrower will eventually run out of equity?
Well, technically it's possible, but very unlikely. And here's why. First of all, FHA is essentially an insurance company. Like all insurance companies, they collect premiums from their customers, and those premiums are risk-based. When they calculate the loan amount, they're counting on a certain amount of appreciation in the value of the home. They know at what interest rate the loan will accrue interest at, and they know statistically how long the borrower is going to live or expected to live. In other words, they're betting on the fact, and statistically this is the most likely scenario, that the borrowers will either pass away or decide to sell the home while there is still plenty of equity in the property. That way, they can keep your premium, and you'll retain your equity when the house is sold and the loan is paid off. Secondly, as long as the value of your home is appreciating at a rate that is close to or better than the interest rate that your loan is accruing interest at, then you're not really going to be losing a lot of equity going forward. In that situation, you'll always have positive equity in your home. The only time the loan is likely to go negative is if the property value declines, like they did in 2008, 9, 10, or if the home value is stagnant and the borrowers just live a lot longer than expected.
Very interesting, John. How do we find out more?
You can reach me on my direct line at 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829.
You've been listening to Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. To contact John, call 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829. You can also find out more and listen to previous shows at kcisradio.com/reverse.